So someone reached out to me and gave me some feedback the other day, which I thought was very nice and generous of them. And it was actually over a text, and we were kind of going back and forth a little bit. And I just said, oh, well, thank you. And what are some things that you like? What are some things that have been resonating with you on this podcast? And are there any topics that you think are interesting that maybe I haven't covered fully yet? And they actually sent me a list of topics that were really good, actually, some of which I'm more capable of talking to than others, but really interesting topics, you know, certainly ones that will have shared threads. And one of the question was like, how do you deal with someone who's inexperienced and wants to do like a bigger objective? And I think that's a pretty interesting topic, is kind of this: clients come to us with some goal and they want to hire a professional to help them achieve their goal. You know, that happens in all kinds of different professions, right? We just talked about that with the financial planning. And it's interesting because that process can cause a lot of anxiety on the guide's part, right? So people have a box they want to check. They're hiring you to go into these dangerous places, and then, you know, the expectation sometimes is that, oh, I've hired a guide, therefore I'm gonna get to the summit, right? Cool. I've just paid all this money, I've taken this time off, we've traveled or whatever, and here's my little window, and we're gonna go there, and we're gonna do the thing. It puts a ton of pressure on the guide to perform with some fairly narrow constraints around them, right? And Silas said it best with one of our talks. He's like, if I'm not an enthusiastic yes, then it's a no, because the more he's confined, or the more we are confined, for whatever those reasons are, the more stressful it is for the guide, because we have less options, right? And in the mountains, it's important to have options and not just objectives. So I think about it as we need to manage our clients' expectations, and we need to manage them right off the bat, right? Like we shouldn't let something play out until the very last moment. Like, oh, we're not going to make the summit. Like, it should be a conversation that starts early and happens throughout the trip. You know, and that can be on a small scale, like going out for a half day with somebody, or it could be on a large scale. It could be like, oh, we're going to go to another country and do this peak, right? We want to climb or ski this thing. And I think that's really important to be able to manage those expectations, you know, because I think there's a growing trend in mountain sports and just in life in general, of people like doing the bucket list. Like, I want to go do X, cool. For some reason that captivates my imagination, and I want to go do it and check that box, right? Awesome. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like totally valid. But it's not uncommon to see more and more people have boxes that they have no idea how much work and effort and what's involved in actually to check that box, right? And they may or may not be invested in that process or continuing on the mountain craft path after that box is checked, right? And that's not really up for you to decide or, you know, put judgment on. Our job is to try to help them do that thing. And I think it's really important that we inform these people, you know, right off the bat about what's involved and how that could work. And also, you know, help them understand that being in the mountains is a volatile place. Like, the opportunity to have success, if success is actually completing the task, right? So remember, there's a lot of different ways of having success. If success is the summit, right? There's a lot of things that have to come into alignment for that to actually be a reality, right? We need to have the right weather patterns. We need to have the right conditions on the route, right? We need to have be in the right position at the right time of year. We need to have the right fitness. You know, we need to have the right equipment. Like, we need all the right things just to have the opportunity to maybe hit that summit or ski off that summit, for example, right? And it's very easy for the factors to not be in alignment to do that, right? And it's not that every factor has to be completely aligned to give us the opportunity. That's kind of what we want. But we need enough of the big factors to be in alignment that it makes the opportunity to complete the task still reasonable in terms of our safety, right? If there's enough things out of alignment, it just doesn't make sense, right? And I think as guides, especially as a younger guide, there's a lot of pressure to perform. There's a lot of pressure to, like, you know, do the job. And there's also just some probably unconscious incompetence about what's really involved in certain larger aspects of guiding bigger things. And then just ego, like, I want to be the person who guides this thing because that's cool and people will respect me and I can put it on my resume and it's like, all right, I've guided this thing, whatever. You know, I do think there's a piece of ego that's involved on our end that goes into that. I've certainly experienced that. Now that I'm older, I am in a much more comfortable position to be more upfront with people and be like, listen, yes or no, or like, this is your objective. This is what you're coming to the table with. I don't think your objective and where you are at the moment are in alignment. Like, and here's the path that we could take together to maybe get you either closer to that objective or actually do that objective. But it's going to take this type of work to get into there. And, you know, partly I'm just more aware of what my limitations are. So once again, if that's not really kind of an enthusiastic yes on my end, then I'm not really interested in the work, right? I'm old enough now where I think it's easier for clients to just kind of give me some inherent respect because I'm like, oh, you're old enough, you've done this for a long time, so I'm going to listen to you versus if you're 24 and you've been guiding for 3 years, right? The power dynamics are really different there. And I'm just way more comfortable being pretty honest with people about the reality of climbing and skiing mountains because it's dangerous stuff. So managing expectations is really key. But, you know, even like in a shorter time frame, like an afternoon or just a few hour rock session or just a day of rock guiding, like sometimes people show up and they're like, well, like, I want to lead climb this thing and I want to climb this thing and I want to do this. And it's just like, okay, well, we might be able to do that, but we're going to have to progress into that. And it's like, you know, and sometimes it's like, well, what's really important to you here? Is lead climbing a route or a specific route really important to you? Or is just potentially leading or is just going out rock climbing? You know, so, and sometimes when you actually present people with the question, like, what's really important to you? They're like, well, it'd be cool if I did that, but I really just want to go have fun and rock climb. Okay, cool. That's different than what you just told me, right? So sometimes you need to tease out what they're really hoping to do and then therefore kind of manage the expectation of what's going to happen. Like if someone really wants to like lead climb, for example, maybe it's their first trad lead, like I can probably do that in the time we have allotted, but we have to focus on like we're going to go to one route, you know, and specifically work a progression on this route to get you to ultimately lead climb, which may or may not actually mean placing the gear on lead. It may lead to that, but it's not like I'm just going to like throw you out there, right? If I don't know you, don't know kind of like your background, right? So kind of really digging into the core of why somebody wants to do something to help manage their expectations of what's possible that day or that session or whatever the time frame is, and then do our best to position them and ourselves so all the things can be in alignment to make that happen. So, but it's interesting. It's it's also, there's also a piece of like where your clients are on kind of the spectrum of their own knowledge and personal experience. And I'm making big generalities here. Like it's oftentimes easier to work with newer people to the mountains in certain situations because they have less expectations. They're kind of just, A, they don't know what they don't know. So they're kind of just excited to be out doing something. And they're not so bogged down by the like social norms of climbing and the terminology and like the, you know, the association of performance and worth, you know, like all those, all the baggage that we get from certain aspects of mountain craft, right? Versus someone who's like, you know, more into the pipeline of being a climber, like they show up, they got the approach shoes on, they got the right pants on, they've already kind of ascribed themselves to a certain like, you know, image or view of like, well, I got to do this thing. And sometimes people like that are harder to work with because they're less open to the possibility of not something not happening, or they're less open to the possibility of like, well, maybe we need to pick different options for where we're going and what we're doing. And if we don't get to the summit, it doesn't mean we failed. It just means we didn't get to the summit, right? But then at the same time, you get people who have a lot of experience in the mountains, who've been guided a lot, and they totally understand like, yeah, I want to go out and do this thing, but I also know that like a lot of things have to happen to make it come out right. To be able to do it. And, you know, if we don't have the right weather, we don't have the right weather. And that's that. So I really love it when I have clients who kind of understand that, like, this is an idea and hopefully we position ourselves well for it. And it may happen, it may not happen. So, and we have a very funny line to balance between keeping people excited about something that if we think is possible, right? But not being too like defeatist. And this is something personally, and I'm like, I'm nervous about someone's objective because it's like, oh, I'm going to have to climb a little harder, ski a little harder, be a little bit more exposed, whatever those factors are, you know? So I have to try to keep my own emotional piece separated in terms of like look at myself objectively, like, all right, am I in the shape that I need to be able to do this work or not? Yes or no? Then I need to calm down some of my own personal anxiety about things and not let that spill over into their potential experience. You know, I made this episode, I think, a little one a while ago, like look for the solution, not the problem. You know, so a lot of times I'm, you know, have a default of make, oh, well, there's this issue and this issue. It's like, well, if I look for the solution, I might actually be able to accomplish this goal with these people. Like, if there's no reason why I can't, you know, we need to make sure we're not just ruling things out because of my apprehension. Like, if there's actually real objective things that we can base our decision on, that's better. And we do have to base some of our decisions on gut feeling too. Like, that's a real thing. But I don't want to be so defeatist in my own head about a certain objective just because it's a little bit harder and I might need to work a little harder for whatever reason, right? So I do think there's a lot of interplay between the guide's capacity at the moment and their kind of understanding of where they are in their career and where they are in the moment in terms of they're able to perform certain things, and then balance that out with our clients, right? And then their expectations, right? And then trying to make something really happen. So I like to go into a trip, you know, with a lot of options. So it's like, all right, here's the spread. Like, you would love to go climb this particular route on this mountain. And it's going to take us a few days to do it. Let's say a winter ascent, you know, winter technical climb on a certain peak, you know, that, you know, you have to get in there and camp. It's like, well, cool, we'll put that on the list, but here are some other options that we could do while we are there that would be very enjoyable options if the weather's not right, if the fitness of our team's not right, if whatever the variables are, the snow conditions are too unsafe, that we can't do this. So we're going to put it on the list, but here are some other things just to be open to the process, right? And When people are super myopic about a certain goal, it becomes a lot more challenging to actually pull off a more successful trip, right? And that's why I always say you want to have options, not just objectives in the mountains. But yeah, it does cause me a fair amount of anxiety when someone has a very specific thing they want to do in a specific place with a very specific time frame, right? Whatever that time frame is, maybe it's the time frame of the right time to be there in terms of the weather patterns, or it's just like, these are the days I have off. I need to go do this thing on these days. Like, well, that's not how mountains work. Like, we're kind of lucky when we show up at a mountain, you know, with a prescribed days of doing something to get what we get, right? That's a big part of this. So I love clients who are like capable enough to be on terrain that's, you know, can be longer or more challenging or whatever, whether that's skiing or climbing, but are chill enough. They're like, yeah, we're not really, you know, totally connected to this thing. We just want to go out and have fun. And it would be cool if we could like do something that's a little bit more involved. And it just gives, and they're like, whatever you think is going to be best for that, we're going to trust you to make the best decision, and we're going to go do something fun and cool. I'm like, awesome, nice. Now I can kind of have a little more latitude to help A, manage my anxiety about my work, and B, you know, help manage the expectations of that trip with those people. And we're probably going to have more fun because we just have a little more, you know, willingness to do whatever, and that's okay. So managing expectations is a big thing. And it's got to start early. Like it actually starts in the advertisement of your services, you know, like your ethos of how you choose to be in the mountains and how you're trying to craft the experience for people. So people understand like, oh, this person is like thoughtful. They're really kind of looking at all the factors to make a successful trip. It's not just like, come with us. We're the best. Get to the summit. Awesome. Ski the couloir every time. Like, that's a recipe for stress, to be honest, because you can't guarantee that all the time. Like, we had this classic trip that we do on our local mountain here, Katahdin, which is a 2-day winter ascent. And we were having all these people, and it's an open enrollment trip. We do private trips, but it's open enrollment. So anytime you do open enrollment, you're already kind of having to manage expectations even more, because now you have people coming to a shared experience who come from a very different background. They don't know each other oftentimes. They have different goals, different skill levels, all these things. So, you know, higher ratios oftentimes in these things. So like, you really have to manage expectations. And people were getting like upset because we weren't climbing Katahdin. And it's like, well, our advertising saying we're going to climb Katahdin, like this trip is really about an introduction to winter camping and some basic mountaineering. And an objective of ours is to attempt to summit Katahdin, not to climb Katahdin. Because now people are like, oh, it says in your literature, we're going to climb the mountain. Well, that's not exactly true, because we know as mountain guides that that's not always in the case. So like, we had to change our advertising to better manage the expectations of someone who wants to join into that experience. And then all the correspondence after that is about managing the expectations. So not only like the weather and fitness and all those things, but like just getting people to realize like, hey, we're working in a group. We have to travel as a group, and we have to make decisions as a group, right? So because you're choosing to pay less money for an experience, which is your choice, that's fine, but that means we have a higher ratio. So that means we can't just split the group up because we don't have another guide to do that. Like, we're in the ratio that we are, and we're going to travel together, and we're going to descend together, and that's that. And it doesn't matter if you're capable of it, and the weather's actually good. If someone in the group isn't capable of it for whatever reason, we have to make a decision, you know, the most conserved decision with the groups. Like, so if you want an experience that maybe prioritizes your potential to check the box and hit this objective, then you should really consider – hiring a guide privately. So that way, the trip's just about you, right? And we have those conversations a lot in these groups, or people who are interested in taking like this open enrollment trips. Like, if you're really interested in this, I know it's going to cost more money, but it's totally customized to you, right? So we may be able to push an objective when conditions are maybe a little less than ideal because we have a smaller ratio and we're dealing with people who have, you know, more like-minded or like-abled capacities at the moment. So we might be able to do that. So once again, that's another conversation in terms of managing this thing. And it's tough. You know, money's tough. Everybody wants to save money, right? But people should really think about, if this is important to me, I should be willing to spend what it takes on a guide privately to kind of make it happen, because it's a much better shot of it actually happening versus an open enrollment thing. You know, obviously, as we're getting into really technical objectives, right, you're going to go with a private guide most likely anyway, because, you know, it's just in a smaller group, so on and so forth. But sometimes, like, mountaineering trips, skiing trips, right? The spectrum of people showing up in a larger open enrollment format is challenging. It's why I don't like to work open enrollment work anymore. I've done plenty of it because it's just too hard to manage everybody's expectations, right? And be able to achieve a goal, because not only is it completely, you know, random sometimes when we're actually in the field based on all the factors out there, but now you get this like total, like, you know, slot machine, you know, pull the lever, see who you get on this trip, right? And then oftentimes you're not working with these people over a long period of time to get ready. It's like, oh, they show up and we go do the trip. I think that's also another thing that's important is if you have somebody who wants to do a certain thing, ideally you would be able to progress them into that, like I've mentioned. So like, I no longer just go do these, you know, potentially several day trips into our big high peak here and try to do some technical climbing, unless, whether it's rock or ice, unless I climb with those people before I go. Because I want to know what they're bringing to the table to help manage their expectations on the trip. Like, hey, okay, cool, we had a shakedown day. Like, this is where you're at right now. And to go do this trip, we're going to need to look at these other options, because that's kind of where you're at. Like, if you want to actually be able to do this thing, like, I need you to go get some better fitness. I need you to work another day with me to be a little bit more technically competent, you know, whatever it is. And we can kind of build into that. Unfortunately, not everybody has that opportunity, because either our finances, or maybe they just don't live in the geographic area that you are in, right? So they can't necessarily work with you for a longer prolonged period to get to a certain objective. But you can always be like, say, hey, I need you to go, you know, work with this person in your area to start gaining these skills, these competencies, this fitness, whatever it is. So that way, when you actually show up to me, we're more likely ready to go, right? So that's pretty key. You know, I mean, when I'm in the field, I also, you know, as I'm gathering data, so we have a plan, you know, to go do something, and I'm gathering data and thinking about things and watching clients a lot and seeing how they perform, I'm pretty honest with them in the field. Like, I don't show all my cards, right? But I will say, hey, well, this is what's shaping up. This is what I'm seeing. Like, this is how we're moving right now, right? And based on these factors right now and the stuff I can see, I think doing this objective would be a really good thing for us to focus on, or whatever, right? It's not uncommon, especially on a trip that's a little bit bigger and has more exertion, it's not uncommon for most people to kind of like self-regulate. They like, oh, this is a lot harder than I thought. I really feel like, yeah, if we just do this, I'll be happy, you know? Some people are really fit when they show up and they're like, yeah, this is fine. We can keep going. You're like, okay, here we go. You know, it's someone in the middle who doesn't really have the awareness of like you don't quite have the skills, fitness, the weather's not like nothing's quite right here to go do your objective. And they're kind of oblivious of that. And once again, it's kind of a hard conversation sometimes to have with somebody, but you kind of have to have it, right? You don't want to push a square peg through a round hole in the mountains, right? That's just a recipe for disaster. But you have to sometimes have those real conversations with clients. And I think people tend to respect it when you're honest with them about all the factors that are external to them and then the factors that you see, right? She's like, you hired me as a professional to evaluate this situation, this opportunity, these pieces, right? And I need you to listen to me when I'm telling you what I feel about this stuff so we can move forward with why we're here and while we're here, right? I think people do respond pretty well to that. And if they don't, you know, it's not really your fault. I mean, depending on how you give that information out, but it's like, well, maybe I don't really want to do this thing with you. And I think that's interesting too, as I've gotten older, like, A, there's work I'm more willing to do now or less willing to do now. And there's just people I'm more willing to work with and less willing to work with. Like if you're really going to be, you know, if I don't feel a good connection with somebody who wants to do something a little bit more adventuresome or longer or harder or whatever, I'm like, you know what? I've got some great friends who would probably be great for you for this. So why don't you go check them out? I'm not interested in that work. And I'm at a point now where like, as much as I'm always trying to like not lose work, I'm also at the point like, you know what? That work's not worth it to me. It's not worth the stress. It's not worth the money. It's not worth the risk. Like if I'm going to take on the risk, the personal risk of doing this work, I would like it to have some, to be with somebody or a group of people that I feel like we have some synergy in, you know. We don't always get the case, but certainly on a bigger objective, like I'm looking for that. Half day of rock climbing, I can probably roll with somebody who, you know, our synergy's not quite right. That's fine. But as soon as we start getting into bigger, more, you know, pronounced objectives, whatever that means, I really want to have more of a relationship with that person and have them have a relationship with me. So that way we can have these conversations about expectations and conditions and all these things in a more honest, open way, and then still be able to come into these places and have a successful trip, even though success is not always defined by you actually checked your box. I mean, my friend likes to say summits matter, and you know, they do. I can't say like summits are such a like quintessential, like I've achieved the thing. It's like, well, you can't get any higher. You hit the summit, right? And so summits do matter. Yet at the same point, it's only one place of many places you're going to be on a trip. And sometimes it's not uncommon for people to actually, the thing that resonates with them is not necessarily the completion of the task. Like I'm at the summit now, right? Oh, okay, cool. It's something somewhere else along the trip. And I try to always bring that conversation into our expectation management. Like, hey, just be open to the experience. We're going to do our best. I'm going to do my best to get us to this thing if everything looks like it's in alignment and it's the right decision to make. But be open to this experience of wherever we are doing whatever we're doing, because you may find that the more profound thing is somewhere else on this trip. So let's just be open and have a good time and make good decisions, because the goal is that we need to come back. That is the ultimate goal. We need to get back safely, all of our body parts, like all the stuff, right? So yeah, managing expectations is super important in our job. The older we get, I think we're a little bit better at doing it potentially, for all the reasons. And it also helps really reduce our stress, which is super important, be able to actually go out there and execute the task.